And now, it's time for Miss WeedWiki Speaks. Listening to Miss WeedWiki, and I'm here today with my guest and fellow bud sister, Sabrina, who's a conscious human and creator of the natural body product line called As Intended All Natural. Thank you so much, Sabrina, for joining me today. Could you tell our listeners where you're joining us from?
Hi, Kadisha. Yeah, thank you. I'm calling from Montreal, Quebec, not too far from Toronto, a 5 or 6 hour drive.
That's about it. And in case my listeners don't know, I'm originally from Montreal, Quebec myself. So it's great to connect with you here.
Nice, nice. So when did you leave?
I left in 1994, August 94, to study more photography. I wanted to be a photographer.
Okay, nice.
Didn't end up doing it.
We all do the same thing eventually. It's something we just don't finish.
Right. Well, that's true. I think, though, it definitely was a great mechanism to get me leaving Montreal. It definitely spurred me to leave. And I can't imagine what my life would have been like had I stayed. So I'm glad I'm gone. Not that it's not beautiful to visit. It's just, you know, there's a lot to living in Montreal when you're a Black and you're English speaking.
Big time.
And until you get that separation away, sometimes it's not even apparent how it colors so much of our perspectives while living there. Our right. options, our choices, how we think, you know. So, but I love having guests from there, and I love connecting with you. So thank you so much for joining me. Could
You're
you
very
tell
welcome.
Our listeners, how long have you been using cannabis? And where did that journey start? How did it start for you?
I've been using cannabis now for the past, I'd say, 6 years. And I say 6 years at the because it's like a lot of my friends started a lot sooner than I did. I was always the one like, I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm scared because I was always worried that something bad's going to happen. You know, I didn't want to end up in the back of an ambulance. So when my friends were doing their whatever they were doing, for me, it was just like no judgment, but I was just too scared to try anything. So it wasn't until many recently, obviously, I used to suffer from back pain. And I've tried all kind of medications. None of them helped me. Some of them were those really strong, like Oxycontin, those kind of things. And I had heard a lot of terrible things about addiction and whatnot and those things. And I was like, I had no choice because I suffered from really bad sciatica. So one day my sciatica was so bad. I couldn't sit up at all. I went to my doctor. She gave me another batch of pills. And as I sat in the car, I was just looking at these pills and I was so disgusted because all I kept worrying about is what are these drugs doing to my system? What are they doing to my liver? Things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And my liver or my kidneys, they're very hard on your organs. So I'm like, I just can't stand taking pills. Never liked it. So my husband said to me, he said, oh, why don't you just let me go get you some weed? I'm like, no, I can't do that. It's like, well, you know, what if something bad happens? He goes, because he's not a user, but he knows some people who are. And he says, let me stop by a friend and just get you something to help with your back. It's medicinal. It's like, it's good for your back. And I'm like, oh, he was like, let me just go get it because I was in so much pain. I said, okay, fine. So he went, got it. He hopped back in the car and he says, okay, here, here's a lighter, try it. So I took, like, I was looking at it and I was smelling it and everything. And so then I lit it and I just took it wasn't even a full draw. It was like a sip. I took a sip and then I was sitting there. And just, you know, sitting there and I'm looking around and he's like, what do you think is going to happen with that? Or like, what was that? What are you trying to do? I go, but I just wanted to wait a little bit. You know, I just want to take a good draw and done. And I'm like, okay. So I'm on my back in the car. We're driving down the street and I take the big pull. Then he's like, take another one. So I took another one. I'm telling you, in less than 5 minutes, I did not realize that I was sitting up in the car. My head's hanging out the window. I'm talking to the dogs on the street. I'm talking to any passerby. I'm jolly. I'm happy. I feel so damn good. And my husband says to me, he says, "Do you realize you're sitting up?" I'm like, "What?" He says, "You're sitting up." I'm like, "Whoa, that is so cool." And it was just, it was an exciting moment for me because I had been in so much pain for weeks. And at that moment, I decided I have to look into this. I have to. So I did my own research. I looked around and whatnot and managed to talk to my doctor about it. She was very open about it. And she says, "If you want to try it, like, go right ahead. We can, I can get you a prescription." So I started, you know, we got our prescription and then I just took it from there. And so the more, in the beginning, my use was very light because I was still nervous about taking it. But then the more I continued my research about the history of it and the use of it and how it's used, and the more I knew, the more I was comfortable using it. And so like now I love it. I grow it. I tell people about it. I praise it. And I worship it. It is something that saved me a lot. I not only suffer with back pain, but I also have bipolar disorder and suffer with severe depression and severe anxiety. And which, you know, in a life when you have a family, you don't realize that your moods, what's going on with you, is affecting everybody around you. You feel bad inside, but you're not able to voice it because you don't know how to. You don't know because you're so riddled with guilt. Say, you know, my daughter asked me for something and for no reason, I'm like, I snap her head off. You know, it's like, I didn't mean to do that. What she wanted was very simple, but I knew at the time where I was because with me, I was either extremely happy or sad to the point I wanted to die. There was never an in-between. I never had a balance. You know, that was off. And the anxiety, it was so bad. It's like, just at one moment in my life, my house had a few too many people in my house, which I love to entertain. But at that moment, I locked myself in my bathroom. My guests are out there and I'm locked in the bathroom. Like, I'm wearing boxer shorts and a t-shirt. And I had to get out of the bathroom because I felt like, I feel like I'm stuck there too. I couldn't breathe. And I walked through all the guests out the front door and walked out into the street in my boxers. That's bad anxiety where you feel like you're going to die at this moment, you know, and that also brings on the suicidal thoughts because you think I have to make this feeling stop.
Yep.
You know, this feeling needs to stop. And the only way that can stop this feeling that I'm feeling right now is to die.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I was going through. So once I started the marijuana for my back, I realized, oh my God, it is also helping other things. Stresses in the house, stresses at work. It's like I come home and I take a few puffs and I was still dealing with the same things, but without the lies of anxiety and fear and all those things, yeah. You know? So it helped me to let go of what I'm always gripping to, you know, those things that really pull us down and cause us pain on a daily. But when I started smoking then it was, yes, these things are an issue. They're not going to kill you.
Yes.
Right? They're not going to kill you. You're not going to die because of them.
It resets your perspective.
It does. It helps you to focus on the important things to get through what you're going through right now. So currently what I do now, it's like everything in my life. For me, a good balance is starting first thing in the morning. Right? Because I've got a house full here. So it's like when someone's coming at me, I have to know, okay, they're not attacking me. It's a question. It's not an attack, right? So when I'm not smoking, then that becomes an attack. Yeah. Then the anxiety starts. Yeah. And then the lies in your head start, right?
Yeah.
But when you're mellowed and you're balanced, when someone approaches you, you have clarity and you can see everything for what it actually is.
Yeah.
Right?
Because and the not, panic isn't triggered. It's not
exactly.
Your fight or flight isn't immediately triggered with something affected.
Exactly. Exactly. So in this way, it's like, I always try to remember what we deny persist, right? And so when you smoke, you can't deny, right? Everything becomes truthful. You can say those things that you couldn't say before. Yeah. So those things then cannot persist.
It's very true.
And over time, they slow down.
Yep.
So that giant valise that you're used to carrying around becomes a little pocket purse.
Yes.
Not everything can go away 100%, but you can make that valise into a pocket purse.
Yes.
And the marijuana helps me do that. And I am so thankful for it. Thankful for it. I'll never stop it. So now it's like I make butters with it. I make teas with it. I make, like, you know, some things. I make oil. I make everything. I put that bad boy on everything, you know, and incorporate it in my life everywhere.
I love it. And thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Vulnerability, but clarity about the struggles you go through when dealing with your cycles from bipolar disorder and the severe anxiety cycles, the extremes, and the depression and the major lows. So I appreciate how you're talking about it, because I know it's going to help someone listening. So thank you for sharing that.
I really hope so.
I often ask my guests, especially when they're Black, like me, because of our history with cannabis and how our community was targeted for using it and persecuted, how hard were the barriers for you externally for you to learn about cannabis? Did you find, because just like from what you're telling us, you didn't experiment with it in college or in high school like a lot of people do. So you resisted up until now it was being presented to you as a solution, a remedy. And it kind of, your husband had to talk you into it. So was the barrier internal for you, or were you, you know what I mean? Or was it really, were you worried about what other people thought, or tell me?
It was all internal, because all I went back who was, oh, you know, only like basically bad people. It's like, I put it alongside every other drug. It's a drug. At the time in my head internally, was taught it was a drug. I was raised on that's a drug. And so I thought that's a drug, right? And to look back at the situation now and realize what I was taking was the drug. This was the cure, right? Knowledge is power. I always say, once you know, you know. Okay. So that's how. And so for me, I realized I sabotaged my own self when it came to trying to learn about this herb. And then I do not ever call it a drug ever. It is an essential herb. So that's how, you know, that was for me. And I felt uncomfortable, like around my kids. I didn't let them know. I didn't tell them that I was, you know, taking herb. And so I would always hide it, or I'd go for a walk and, you know, just didn't want it, because I felt they were going to look at me like, mommy's a bad person. She takes drugs. She smokes drugs. Right. And so I did not want that, you know, and not that I ever told them that that's a bad thing, but whatever they see on TV, it's like, right, the bad boy, the rasta guy, the bad guys are always smoking weed. And that's what it was associated with. Right. It was never associated with anything healthy. Nothing medical at all. So this is what we're raised seeing, right? So with my kids, it's like, it was really hard to keep that from them. But I thought, for me, it's like, they don't need to know now, because I don't want them to look at me like that. And so I just continued hiding it. But then throughout the years, as I became more comfortable with it, I thought, like, well, what am I hiding? You know, it's like, I think it's, and now that I know more about it, I know it's not a drug. I can speak to them accordingly.
Yes.
And tell them, listen, mommy's got this, you know, the bipolar, and they know about all those things already. And I said to them, instead of taking these drugs that do this, to mom, right? I start taking this. It's not a bad thing. It's a herb, like oregano, parsley, that, right? And only adults, you know, in that sense, because we're young, should be taking it, because their doctor told them they can take it, right? So, and that went really, really well. That went, you know, and so when they see me going outside afterwards, it's like, mommy, you're going to go take your medicine? They go, yes, I am. I was going to go take your medicine.
Was that freeing for you? Did that free? Did that feel freeing?
It was extremely freeing because not only was I comfortable with myself, but I was teaching them the truth.
Yes.
Right? Teaching them the truth that this is good. This is nothing bad. Right? So mommy's taking medicine and this is the best medicine for mommy. The other stuff, I don't know where that comes from. Right?
No, and I got to say, I'm really proud of your doctor and their willingness to be open and encouraging you to find out more and to get you a prescription. My doctor's reaction was the opposite. And wow. I was left feeling with shame. And I was dealing with chronic shoulder pain at the time, frozen shoulder. Okay. And, you know, I was telling him, look, the physio is extremely painful. I'm waking up at night when I roll over on my shoulder. But on top of that, I don't like the side effects. And I feel like Western medicine for a long time just wasn't ready to deal with explaining or learning about cannabis themselves. So it was easier to make you feel ashamed for asking or push you off. So I'm really glad that in one of the more oppressive provinces I consider, your healthcare professional was in your corner and supporting you on your cannabis journey.
That's not often
the case.
Yes. And so quite a few people I spoke about it, telling them, you know, why don't you talk to your doctor? And they're like, no, I brought it up. And they said, no, they're not going to do it. I go, but it works. What's the problem? And I was surprised after hearing them saying that how I realized then how my doctor is just so cool.
Yeah.
She was extremely willing. She goes, how much do you need? Yeah. What do you need? What's that? It's grams, 3 grams, 4 grams? What do you need? I'm like, oh, okay. That's like, I'm not even sure myself. I don't know.
I love that.
It's like, what do you got? Yeah, I was like, it was really, really wonderful. I got, God bless her. She was great. Really, really great.
So I have a question for you. How does cannabis work with you spiritually? How do you employ it? How does it help with your spiritual well-being?
Okay. I love to meditate. And my meditation basically is my incense going and candles going and my herb. I choose a nice herb that will do what I need it to do, right? Which is usually a nice sativa. Sativa with a little indica kind of thing, right? And THC, like a balance of THC and CBD, kind of balanced thing. But more THC than CBD. Because then what that does for me is as I draw and wait for the effects to begin, I am preparing myself to leave this place. Because what happens to me once I take my herb, allows me to release what's weighing me down. Because how can you fly if you're tied down? Right? So my first pull will give me the ability to release. I drop things to the ground. Everything just drops from me. My air, inhale, exhale, release it. And then by the second, third draw, I leap. And I float. I talk to God, Yahweh. I talk to the stars. I talk to my ancestors. I talk to everybody, you know, and I discuss my life with them and I listen to what I have to learn from them so that by the time that I'm ready to come back down off of this meditation, I am one step closer to being whole and healed. You know, and it is the best feeling ever because you can't pray. It's hard to pray when your brain keeps popping back into all the things that are just burdening you down and you can't release the way you need to release, you know? Yeah. And so for me, this allows you just to have aids in your release, you know? So it's phenomenal. It has to be part of prayer. It has to be.
Do you wish, others knew more about that? Do you talk about that with people in your spiritual circles?
Oh, yes, I do. I always spread the word. I ask people, are you taking it? Oh, well, I don't like the smoke. Oh, well, you know what? You know what you can do with it?
You can make a tea, you can make this, you can make oil, you can make all these things. Just letting them know that you don't have to smoke it if you don't want to. It's like, I have the smoke, I have the bong, I have the kuchi with the thing on it there. I've got any way that I can take it, I take it. And plus I cook with it. So it's like, I encourage people, if you can't do it this way, then I say to them, listen, well, there's a few other ways that you can take it if you want to. And they become interested, you know, because a lot of them are suffering either from depression, stress, backache, and I want to be able to help. So that's what I try to do.
I love that you're trying to help. I'm motivated to do the same. It's like once, it's almost like I feel once we are freed from the original programming of the negative programming of the plant, we can't help but want to share it with others. Even when I make a new discovery, I still want to go and tell my dad, I found like this CBD tea that I think is going to help you sleep, you know, and we want to help others with it. And there isn't another product or item I can think of that is natural to our world that brings that effect from us, that encourages that kind of community with it. So to me, it's amazing how spiritually powerful the cannabis plant is on its own.
Yes, extremely. It's very holy. It is a holy plant, I'm telling you. It's like, wow, you could take someone, you know, from one mood to another and allow you to elevate yourself. Because then once you're able to see your errors, you're able to correct them. Because sometimes you're so blinded by some things, you can't see where you've gone wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So it gives you good vision. It really does.
How does it help you in business? How do you find it helps you in your business?
On those days where I've got a block on my creativity. Right, where I just don't know what to do next, or like I also have, and forgot to mention, I also have ADD. I'm a little soup bowl of stuff here. And so there's the days where I've got like 32 tabs opened up on my computer, which is crazy. And I don't know what to start first, or I start five things at the same time. And I say, you know what, it's time to take a break. And so I go, I pick a nice blend that will, you know, allow me to calm down and be able to bring me clarity. And then boom, back to work. And I'm taking off. I'm closing down. I'm 32 tabs down to 4 tabs. And I'm getting it done. So it really helps when I days like that. It helps a lot.
So you've got a way then that to know which terpenes or which strains or which way to ingest throughout your day to get the effect you want. Like when you want to open your creativity versus when you want to be productive or when you need to be focused, right?
How long
did it take you to understand the different types of strains and what system worked for you? How long did it take you to figure that out?
Less than a year. I started last year, like doing more in-depth searching and learning about certain terpenes and things like that. I don't know it all clearly, but what I usually do when I buy a strain, sometimes I'll go online Leafly like everybody else does. Check out what it does, what the effects and what's the, you know, benefits of it and what's making it pop, you know? And so if I can retain that in my brain long enough, then, you know, when something comes up, then I'm able to, oh yeah, I remember I took this, does this for me, and that works perfectly. And so I know which one to hit at.
Gotcha. Yeah. It takes a willingness to record either what you're smoking or, you know, keeping track, right? Yeah. Like to track what you're doing throughout the day. Definitely a willingness to either track what you're doing or how you're feeling or how it's making you feel.
Well, it's true. And also on those days where like you're overwhelmed, you got a lot of stress that day, right? And you're not sure how to calm yourself down. And it's like, you're saying in your head, okay, you know what? I need to stop, just end this day, but you're still pushing and pushing and pushing, which is causing even more stress. And then you got to say, okay, you know what? Just we'll take a smoke, take a smoke. Grab an indica, take a couple of pulls and calm the fuck down. Okay. So, you know, and you go do that and you realize, okay, things aren't as bad as I thought they were. And I'm feeling very mellow. And it's like, you know what? I think I'm going to stop the day right here. You know, it's been an overwhelming day. I've done a lot. And it helps you also make proper decisions sometimes, you know?
Yep.
Make the best decisions for you.
Right. And how to recognize and assert your boundaries, you know?
Yeah. Because it's like, it makes you say, okay, listen, look at what's going on. Do you really need to do that today? Do you really need to finish that right now? Yeah. Right. And at the time, you're like, yeah, I do. I got to finish it. Oh my God. What if I don't get it done? And then when you smoke, you're like, okay, so what's the problem? Right. Your smoke buddy comes out. Now, what are you doing? Could you put that down and stop it and let's go, please? The couch is over there. There's a blanket. Get the remote. Let's chill the fuck out. Come on. Let's go. That's my smoke buddy.
I love how you have conversations with yourself.
I have to.
Through your smoke. Yes. Yes.
I have to. Because it's like I'm talking to God. You know, it's like you're talking to God. God talks to us all the time. All the time. Just whispers to us all the time. And so when you get elevated, you're able to have a more verbal conversation with the spirits around you, you know?
Yeah.
And see more, hear more. Your third eye is more calm and you see more, you know?
Yeah.
So it's peaceful. I wouldn't give it up for life, man. I tell you, I could not. It's phenomenal. And now my kids, they're all grown. They're teenagers and whatnot. But they're comfortable. They're fine. And it's like, I feel so good that I can, even as they're older, that I can walk around, I can put my blunt down and I can, you know, go outside and have a smoke and just relax. Because we have enough things that are latched to us.
Yeah.
We don't need this. We don't need the stigma of feeling bad about something that is so good for us, you know, and allows us to hear truths, allows us to hear lies. And just allows us to open ourselves more to the universe around us. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you haven't tried it, you have to try it. You can't smoke it, drink it, man. You can't drink it, rub it in your skin. I rub it on my body. You know, I find that's phenomenal. After a nice hot shower, I get my weed oil and I just rub my body down with it.
Yeah.
And just wait for that. It's all different kinds of highs that you can get with it. You know?
I completely agree. And I really thank you for sharing so many different ways, different benefits of it, and sharing that with our listeners. Before I let you go, there's something I like to ask my guests. So I'm going to ask you. If someone were to gift you with an ounce of the finest weed, your favorite type of weed, A, what strain would it be? And B, what would you do with that ounce? Could you tell our listeners?
Oh, wow. I just found a recent friend. I call him my friend because, wow, he loves me so much. And his name is Jack Hayes. Jack Hayes. I am that man. Oh, my God. That man know how to do me good. That man just sorts me right out. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Yeah.
My God. The first time I got with Jack Hayes, it was a wonderful time. I lost the top of my head, just blew right off. I ate and ate. And then I'm like, why are you still eating while I was still eating? Okay. It's like, okay, I'll stop in a minute. Just give me a second. Oh my God. Jack Hayes would be my favorite. And with that out, I would have to go on vacation so that I don't have to do anybody. I don't have to do anybody. I don't have to do anything for anybody. And I would just smoke it every single day and take a weed bath. If you can take the weed and put it in the bathtub and seep it in there and then hop in, I'd do that too. Hey, I got to try that. Sounds good. Ooh, yay. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Inspired. You got inspired. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's been an amazing pleasure talking to you, Sabrina. Would you do me a favor and tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Oh, yes. For the natural care products, I'm on Instagram at asintended_allnatural. Also, my website is www.aian.ca. And you can find me on Facebook as intended all natural. Thank you, Khadijah. It's been a lot of fun.
This has been amazing, and I really appreciate you coming on our show and just chatting and seshing with me. This has been awesome. Thank you so much. Stay lifted, sis.
You too.
You've been listening to the Miss Weed Wiki podcast, and we thank you for your support.